Argentina has been a victim of foreign meddling for 200 years. Soon after declaring independence from the Spanish Empire in the early 19th century, the British Empire exercised significant economic control over Argentina, and the South American nation was often referred to as part of Britain's so-called informal empire. The UK also colonized islands off of the coast of Argentina, known as the Malvinas Islands or the Falkland Islands in English. And still today, the UK formally controls this territory on the other side of the planet. But in the 20th century, Argentina became increasingly dominated by the United States, and we have seen constant meddling by Washington in Argentina's internal affairs. In 1976, the U.S. sponsored a military coup that installed a brutal far-right dictatorship in Argentina that killed and disappeared tens of thousands of left-wing dissidents. And today, Argentina is governed by another far-right president, Javier Milei, who is one of the most pro-U.S. leaders in the country's history. He vowed to make the U.S. dollar the official currency of the country. He rejected Argentina's offer to join the BRICS bloc, and he has been carrying out mass privatizations and quite literally selling parts of his country off to investors and capitalists and big corporations in the U.S. on Wall Street. And this March, we saw one of the most shocking examples yet of how Milei is giving the U.S. complete control of Argentina. And that is that the director of the CIA, William Burns, traveled to Argentina. He went to the presidential palace, which is known as the Pink House, the Casa Rosada. And according to a report in a major Argentine newspaper, Página 12, written by a veteran award-winning journalist, Javier Milei ordered the Argentine Federal Intelligence Agency to give, quote, all power to the U.S. CIA and in terrorism to Israel's Mossad. And you can see a photo here of the CIA director William Burns in Argentina meeting with the chief of Milei's cabinet, Nicolás Posse. And just 1 month after Milei came into office, in January, the head of his cabinet, Nicolás Posse, traveled to the United States, where he met with the CIA director, William Burns. He met with other CIA officials. He met with top U.S. government officials. And he also met with representatives from the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. According to the Argentine media, when CIA director William Burns visited Argentina's presidential palace, it was in order to discuss Argentina's relations with China and Russia, which Milei has vowed to cut off completely. And Milei refers to China and Russia as the so-called axis of evil, firmly subordinating his country to Washington. Now, Argentina's president Milei previously met his chief of cabinet, Nicolás Posse, when both were working for a corporation referred to as the America Corporation, which is a big conglomerate in Argentina that owns many airports and agrochemical companies and other assets. And it's owned by one of the most powerful people in the country, a billionaire named Eduardo Ernakian. So we can see here clearly how Milei and his government are serving the economic interests of the oligarchs who dominate Argentina's economy. Milei is a libertarian who has referred to himself proudly as an anarcho-capitalist, and there's a photo of him dressing up in black and yellow as ANCAP superhero. This is a real photo. This is not a joke. It was not photoshopped by people on the internet. It was reported in mainstream right-wing newspapers in Argentina that support Milei. They're proud of him. They like the fact that he refers to himself as an anarcho-capitalist because they're profiting from Milei's policy. He is quite literally selling off his country, doing mass privatizations of government assets and giving them for pennies on the dollar to the capitalist oligarchs in Argentina, whom he previously worked for. So this is also an extreme form of corruption, in addition to just blatant looting like what happened to the former Soviet Union in the 1990s, under the neoliberal shock therapy imposed by the US, in which the government was sold off to investors. And like Russia in the 1990s, the International Monetary Fund is helping to oversee Milei's extreme neoliberal shock therapy policies. In fact, Milei has repeatedly met with top IMF officials, and the IMF has pledged to give him billions of dollars to help him carry out his extreme libertarian economic program of cutting all social programs that help people. In fact, there was video that went viral on social media showing the director and the deputy director of the IMF excitedly taking selfies with Milei. They love Milei. And the IMF has been publicly praising his reforms. Now, it's not a coincidence that Argentina also happens to be the most indebted country to the IMF on the planet, with more than $40 billion it owes to the US-controlled IMF. Of course, the US is the only country in the world that has veto power in the IMF. And for the entire history of the IMF, the managing director has always been European. The IMF is completely controlled by the West, and it has been used to impose political conditionalities on Argentina to keep it chronically trapped in debt. This is a US debt trap, and this policy goes back decades. Argentina is the poster boy of the Wall Street debt trap. In fact, the reason that Argentina is trapped in so much debt is because the Donald Trump administration, Trump himself, ordered the IMF to give Argentina the biggest IMF loan in history, more than $50 billion, to try to help the right-wing president of Argentina, Mauricio Macri, win the presidential election. This was a blatant act of meddling by the US government in Argentina's election to try to help the right-wing oligarchs. And this was admitted by a top Trump administration official in a media outlet, a right-wing oligarch-owned media outlet in Argentina, which supports Milei. They were proud of this fact. It was precisely because of this unpayable debt owed not only to the IMF, but also to many vulture funds on Wall Street that have historically used the US justice system to seize Argentine government assets. Well, because of this unpayable debt, Argentina has suffered from extremely high rates of inflation for years. And since Milei came to power, he claimed that he was going to stop the inflation. Instead, inflation continued to skyrocket under him. And under Milei and his libertarian shock therapy, inflation soared to 211%, the highest in 32 years, and one of the highest inflation rates in the world, if not the highest. Higher than every other country in Latin America, including Venezuela, which is suffering under criminal illegal US sanctions that have tried to destroy the Venezuelan economy that have caused hyperinflation. Despite that, Argentina is suffering under even worse inflation, and Argentina is not under sanctions and an embargo like Venezuela is. And this inflation in Argentina is bankrupting the majority of working people. And furthermore, the neoliberal right-wing economic policies of Milei have destroyed the purchasing power and income of workers. Milei devalued the currency while also freezing wages and laying off huge amounts of government workers. And this has led to the highest rates of poverty in decades. In a conservative estimate, the poverty rate in Argentina is now 57%. That is, the majority of people in Argentina live in poverty thanks to the right-wing libertarian policies of the self-declared anarcho-capitalist Javier Milei. This is what actually existing libertarianism looks like when it's implemented in practice. The majority of the population lives in poverty. There are constant mass protests against the layoffs and mass privatizations of state assets, which are being sold for pennies on the dollar to foreign capitalists and oligarchs. And meanwhile, the libertarian president Milei is giving the CIA complete control of his intelligence agencies. The CIA director is openly visiting the presidential palace. And this libertarian president Milei has also been heaping praise on Israel as it carries out genocide in Gaza. In fact, just over 1 month after Milei came to power, he took his first trip abroad to Israel. And in Israel, he announced that Argentina will be moving its embassy to Jerusalem, which is illegal, it violates international law. Jerusalem is illegally occupied. East Jerusalem, according to international law, is illegally occupied by Israel. And while Israel is brutally bombing civilians in Gaza, starving huge numbers of Palestinians, while top UN officials and UN experts have said that Israel is using food as a weapon and committing genocide, as the International Court of Justice says Israel can be investigated on charges of genocide. Meanwhile, Milei claimed in an interview on CNN, which of course was a softball, very friendly interview, Milei said, quote, "Israel is not committing a single excess." He so strongly supports Israel that he refused to even criticize Israel in any way and staunchly supports it while it commits genocide. This is actually existing libertarianism. This is what it looks like. And none of this is surprising because even before Milei came to office, while he was campaigning for president, he made it very clear that he was going to completely subordinate his country to the United States. Back in August, at an event organized by the Council of the Americas, which I'll talk about in a second, it's a corporate lobby group, he said, quote, this is Milei speaking before he became president, quote, "Our geopolitical alignment is the United States and Israel. We will not align with communists." And when he said communists, he was referring to China and specifically BRICS. Argentina had been officially invited to join BRICS in the BRICS summit in 2023. And the previous centrist government in Argentina had planned to join BRICS and said yes. But when Milei came to power in December, 1 month before officially Argentina was going to join, he pulled out and said Argentina will not join BRICS. And he also vowed to try to cut off relations with China, which is crazy because China is the second largest trading partner of Argentina. He also vowed to cut relations with Brazil, which is Argentina's largest trading partner. Now, by the way, I mentioned that Milei made this comment saying that our geopolitical alignment is with the US and Israel. He said that at a conference organized by the Council of the Americas, which is a US corporate think tank funded by all of the major US corporations. It is a representative, a lobbying group for big US capitalists, including companies like Apple, Ford, Pepsi, Pfizer, Goldman Sachs, Google, AT&T, IBM, Bank of America, BlackRock, Bloomberg, JP Morgan, Boeing, Cargill, Lockheed Martin, Chevron, Chiquita Bananas, which goes back to the history of the Banana Republics, and United Fruit Company in Latin America of US neocolonialism. This think tank is also funded by Coca-Cola, Uber, Meta, Microsoft, Walmart, ExxonMobil, and many more. So Javier Milei is a representative of US big corporations in Argentina. He is governing Argentina on behalf of Wall Street, on behalf of US capital. This is neocolonialism. I mean, the US doesn't need to organize another military coup like it did in the 1970s because it has a leader who is more pro-US than even US politicians. In fact, while Milei claims to be an outsider candidate and he said he was going to challenge the political status quo, he has brought back many of the same officials who carried out neoliberal economic policies under the previous conservative president, Mauricio Macri, who was also a centimillionaire oligarch. And Milei's current economic minister is a notorious neoliberal named Luis Caputo, who was previously minister of finance under Mauricio Macri, the previous conservative president. He also worked with the World Bank and with JP Morgan and the German bank Deutsche Bank. So quite literally, representatives of US big corporations and banks are running Argentina on behalf of big US corporations and banks. And the situation is actually even worse because Javier Milei claims to be a libertarian and an anarcho-capitalist, but he is also a notorious apologist for the fascist dictatorship, the military regime that governed Argentina in the 1970s and early 1980s. There has been evidence published by the National Security Archive at George Washington University in the U.S., which shows how the U.S. government was in direct contact with the coup plotters in Argentina prior to the military overthrowing left-wing President Isabel Perón in 1976, CIA Director George H.W. Bush briefed U.S. President Gerald Ford on a coup that was going to happen in 2 weeks. And before the coup happened, the U.S. government reassured the Argentine military that it would recognize the coup regime. So this was a U.S. coup backed by the CIA, backed by CIA Director George H.W. Bush. And declassified files from U.S. intelligence agencies prove that the U.S. knew that the fascist dictatorship it was sponsoring in Argentina killed thousands of leftists, disappeared tens of thousands of people, tortured tens of thousands of people. And yet today, the libertarian regime of Milei in Argentina denies this history. Officially, Milei and his government have denied that the Argentine fascist dictatorship disappeared 30,000 people. That is according to an official statistic from the Argentine government. After the end of the dictatorship, they had a truth commission in which they investigated the crimes of this US-backed fascist dictatorship. The Argentine government concluded that 30,000 people were disappeared, which is a very conservative estimate. I have many friends in Argentina who lost family members. In fact, Milei picked as his vice president a far-right politician named Victoria Villarroel, and she openly whitewashes the fascist dictatorship, and she claims that there was no state terrorism, which is the official term used by the fascist dictatorship to massacre and disappear these thousands of leftist dissidents. She says there was no state terrorism. She refers to the Argentine vice president today refers to the tens of thousands of civilian victims of the Argentine dictatorship as terrorists. She says that if you are a leftist, you are a terrorist and deserve to be murdered, tortured, disappeared by the fascist dictatorship. So this is the reality of what libertarianism actually looks like in practice. A far-right regime that is selling off the country to Wall Street, that is allowing the CIA to take control of the intelligence agencies, that is supporting Israel's genocide, and meanwhile, it is whitewashing a fascist dictatorship that was installed by the US in a military coup. Just like the fascist dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet in neighboring Chile in the 1970s, which directly had the support of libertarian economists from the US like Milton Friedman. And by the way, Milton Friedman personally met with Pinochet and advised him on economic policy while he was carrying out massacres and killing and disappearing and torturing tens of thousands of dissidents. This is actually existing libertarianism. It combines fascism using all of the punitive apparatus of the state, which Milei is expanding the police, expanding the military, brutalizing protesters. His political allies in the government are telling protesters they have two options, bullet or prison. And meanwhile, he is carrying out libertarian economic policies, the same old neoliberal Washington consensus that has been imposed on Latin America and the global South for decades by the US government. It's a horrifying situation, but here at Geopolitical Economy Report, I want to help educate people to understand what's actually going on, because this is the reality of US imperialism today, and we don't hear about this enough in mainstream corporate media. So on that note, I'm going to conclude. I want to thank everyone for joining me today. Please like and subscribe to help to promote this material in the algorithm, and I will be back very soon. See you next time.